Hello, Idaho! So I was up on stage earlier. My name is Radical Russ Belville. I'm the host of The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. I do a live, daily, two-hour news talk radio program all about cannabis. I'd love you to tune in. Check out CannabisRadio.com. And one of the advantages I get in this amazing career of mine is I get to travel all over the country. This year, I've been from Seattle to Miami, from Fort Worth, Texas to Boston, Massachusetts, Anchorage, Alaska to Atlanta, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina. I've been all over this country in places where it's legal, places where it's medical, and places where it's still completely prohibited. So let's do a little quiz here because I want to give you a sense of what I go through when I go across this country. How many states out there have complete adult marijuana legalization? Four. We got four. We got Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Colorado. And we've also got Washington, D.C., which is kind of cool to know that our legislators go to the Capitol every day in a city where weed is legal. In fact, I was in Washington, D.C. this year when they pulled out the 51-foot joint. Did you get to see some of that on the news? That was pretty cool. I stood there across from the White House while they had a little wagon with a PA system in it where a guy got on the mic and was telling people, come on over here for your free marijuana, come over here for your free cannabis plants, and right across from the White House, in public, with the Secret Service watching, they were handing out cannabis starts and some free marijuana, because that's legal in Washington, D.C. They don't have any shops, but you can grow it and give it to anybody you like in our nation's capital. How many states out there have medical marijuana, do you know? 25. Half of the United States has medical marijuana, 25. Now, it's different levels of medical marijuana. There's your California medical marijuana where you got anxiety, you can grow a dozen plants, you can go shop at a pot shop. And then there's Minnesota medical marijuana where you can't grow any plants, you can't get any plant material, you can only get salves, tinctures, and lotions. Nothing smokable. But there are 25 of those. And of course, Idaho is not one of them. Have you heard of this stuff called CBD oil? Heard about this? This is the one of the constituents of cannabis, CBD, cannabidiol, that you can extract from a cannabis plant. And it has anti-seizure properties, right? For people who are epileptic, it's really good for them. And when you get this CBD oil, it doesn't have, or it has really low amounts of THC in it, so it doesn't really get you high in any way. 16 states have approved that. 16 states took a look at little kids having seizures and said, no, that's bad. Maybe we ought to give them some CBD oil that doesn't get them high. 16 states. The first state that did that was Utah. Utah. Don't tell me Idaho can't pass something when Utah passed it. Wyoming passed it. All of the states in the South passed it. Iowa passed it. Wisconsin passed it. Come on, Idaho can do this. But no, we've got four legal states, Idaho's not one of them. 25 medical states, Idaho's not one of them. We've got 16 CBD states, Idaho's not one of them. We also have decriminalization. Now, decriminalization's a thing where pot's not legal. Still, you can still get busted for it, but when you get busted, it's like a traffic ticket. You get a ticket, you pay your ticket, you're done with it. You don't get a criminal record that stops you from getting a house or getting a job or buying a gun. Decriminalization, pay a fine. 19 states have that. Idaho is not one of them. In fact, in the United States, there only exist 7 states that don't have legal, medical, CBD, or decrim. Those 7 states are North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, West Virginia, Indiana, and Idaho. Idaho is one of just 7 states left that has nothing, that has absolute marijuana prohibition. One of 7 states. And guess what? After November, you're going to be one of 5. Because North Dakota and Arkansas have medical marijuana on the ballot this year. Idaho could be one of 5 states that has absolute marijuana prohibition going into 2017. One of 5. Now, when I travel this country, I go to places like Texas, right? This year I was in Texas in Fort Worth. We had a march that went from a park to the county courthouse with about 1,000 pot smokers smoking in the streets of Texas. And this ain't Austin, Texas. This is Fort Worth, Cowtown, very Republican conservative. 1,000 people marching down the streets smoking pot took over the county courthouse steps. And we sat there and did speeches for the next 3 hours, smoking pot on the county courthouse steps in Texas. One of the guys who gave a speech was running for mayor of his small town, and he won. And as soon as he won, all of the city clerks and all the city officials quit because they didn't want to work for a pothead. Fine, he just hired a bunch of new people. Bunch of cool people, right? So I go to Texas, and when I go to Texas, I end up talking to people, and they're like, oh man, Texas is going to be the last state to legalize. And I always say, want to bet? I'm from Idaho. I bet them. When I go to Georgia, I go to Alabama, I go to Texas, I go to these red states, and they say, oh, we're going to be the last to legalize. I say, I'll make you a bet. I'll bet Idaho is the last to legalize. Boo is right. You should be booing me right now. That's a terrible bet for me to make. I want you to make me a liar. I want you to make me lose that bet. Because you can. You have the power to make me a liar because you have the ability of citizen initiatives. Texas can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. Georgia can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. Alabama can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. They don't have that power. Idaho is one of 24 states that has the power to pass initiatives. And right now there's a great group, the Idaho Medical Marijuana Association, or IMA. Like, I'm a patient. I'm a grower. I'm a citizen. I'm a good person. Of course, every time I hear IMA, I think of Kanye West. I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album. So get involved with IMA, Idaho Medical Marijuana Association. Another thing that we have to do is we have to cure some of the misconceptions about cannabis consumers out there. I say this a lot to people, and it's kind of hard to hear sometimes, but the fact is, most people, even the people voting against us, don't dislike marijuana. A lot of these people out there that are voting against us, they know it's medical to some extent. Maybe they only think it helps cancer patients having chemo, but they'll admit that at least. Folks, they don't hate marijuana. They hate potheads. This isn't about a plant. This is about discrimination and bigotry. This is about them not liking how long your hair is, or the tattoos you're sporting, or the attitude you have about authority and law enforcement, or your countercultural views on politics or religion or healthy healing with nature. That's what they hate. They hate the people they think we are. The dirty, lousy, stinking, stoner, hippie, loser, potheads. I'm looking out over this audience. I don't see a single damn loser out there. I see a bunch of good people. I see a bunch of good Idahoans, a bunch of good citizens who make the smart decision to choose cannabis over prescription pills, over alcohol, over tobacco. We're not to be feared. We're to be emulated. We are good people. So I'll leave you with this. Not everybody's cut out to be an activist. I'm on TV all across the country. I fly around the country. I have a Google footprint a mile wide. You look up Radical Russ on YouTube and it's just a pot leaf that comes up, right? That's not for everybody. Some of you got jobs. Some of you got kids. Some of you got mortgages. You're worried. You're scared. I don't blame you. Two times ago, I came to Idaho. I came here for a town hall against your drug czar and the Idaho State Police. And they quit the day before because they found out I was coming. That night when I went back to my motel room, probation and parole, open up. Excuse me? Probation and parole, could you open the door please? Sorry, I'm neither on probation nor parole. How can I help you? Well, could you open the door? We'd like to talk to you. We're talking right now. How can I help you, officers? Well, we're on probation or parole. We heard that there's a parolee who's a probationer who's in your room. We just need to open the door to check, but she's not there. Nobody in here but me, officer. Can I help you? Yeah, could you just open the door? No, how about you go get a warrant? Suddenly, their attitude changed. And I quote the police officers. They said, look, we know you're smoking pot out there, and we don't really give a shit, but you could be messing this up for all the rest of the probationers here. So we want you to knock that shit off and take it somewhere else. I said, thanks, have a nice day. And they walked away. And I'm thinking to myself, did they really think I was going to go door to door, knocking on hotel doors? Excuse me, would you like to smoke some pot? And second of all, I wasn't smoking any pot. I didn't have any pot on me. I'm not an idiot. I'm in Idaho. I don't need to bring pot with me. I know potheads. I'll find some. Don't need to travel with them, folks. Now, had I smoked pot that day? Did I smell like pot? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I understand you're scared. I understand you're worried. So here's my final piece of advice. Come out of the cannabis closet to one person you know that doesn't know you're a pot smoker. Could be a stranger on the street. Hey, excuse me. I smoke marijuana. I'm a good person. Bye. Right? And they're like, what the hell was that? But come out to at least one person, because that forces a thing called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is when you think one thing and you see another thing and they don't match. It freaks your brain out. So they've got this perspective that cannabis consumers are dirty, lazy potheads. So you say, hey, I'm a cannabis consumer. They have to reconcile that. They have to look at you and go, well, you don't look like a dirty, lazy pothead. You look like an okay person. And that starts to change minds. Changing minds changes votes. Changing votes changes laws. Changing laws legalizes marijuana, medical marijuana, whatever we need for everyone in this state. Are you with me? Let's get it done. Come out with someone you know. Thank you.